You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. He is in Karachi, a journey to a place that he spent many years covering for many publications. He's headed back to Europe, however, so I call upon him to observe the latest headlines from London, where he's headed, that suggests there's escalation underway, something that has always been a risk for a conflict that is said to be limited to this space and these combatants. And yet, NATO is pouring more and more energy and money and weapon systems into a conflict, and Russia, too, looks to be gathering together its forces for yet another campaign season, perhaps in the spring, late winter? Unknown. I read headlines, Anatole, asking for your interpretation. This doesn't sound like it's going in a good way. First, on the NATO side, U.S. ready to send Patriot air defense missile systems to Ukraine. On the Russia side, Russia preparing large-scale offensive deep into Ukraine as far as Kyiv. On the NATO side, Danes sacrifice bank holiday to boost defense spending. On the Russia side, Russia to scrap punishments for crimes in occupied Ukraine. Are we witnessing rhetoric of winter time, or has there been a decision made either in Moscow and Brussels that the war has not been satisfactory and there's a new offensive from both sides coming in the springtime? What is your measure?
Well, I mean, throughout the winter, Russia is going to do its utmost to knock Ukraine's infrastructure to pieces. That's obvious. NATO or the United States is now sending Patriot missiles to try to diminish the damage, the effectiveness of that. As to whether there will be a massive Russian offensive in the spring, that is word coming out of Kyiv. And we simply don't know if that's based on good intelligence. My own sense is that the Russians would let the Ukrainians exhaust themselves attacking first, and then they might counterattack. But I really do not think, contrary to what Ukrainians are now saying, that Russia stands any chance of launching a new offensive to capture Kyiv. I mean, the military realities on the ground simply do not permit that. And so I think you see what the Ukrainian government is anxious to do is to try to persuade the West that this is still an existential battle for Ukraine, as it was 10 months ago when Russia first invaded and tried to capture Kyiv, you know, and turn the whole of Ukraine into a client state. But in recent months, it hasn't been existential. It's been battles for actually very limited amounts of territory in eastern and southern Ukraine, which, of course, over time, would be liable to diminish Western support for the Ukrainians. So I think you can see a clear motive for why, you know, Ukraine is trying to talk up this threat. Now, of course, I mean, it must be said that if the United States and the West ever simply refuse to support Ukraine anymore, then anything might be possible for Russia. But that doesn't look at all likely to happen.
No, the opposite, in fact. Patriot missile systems. You can recall that in the early months of the war, the Biden administration, leading NATO, was adamant that they would not be escalating the weapons available to Ukraine. They wanted defensive weapons. At first, they even talked about non-lethal aid. Now, the Patriot missile systems suggest that their preparation is underway for air defenses that are as sophisticated as exist. So does this mean that the U.S. is going to find other weapon systems that are agreeable, such as long-range missiles or more? The weapons of war are ready to flow to Ukraine if the decision is made in Washington.
Well, I mean, the Patriots are defensive weapons, remember. I mean, you know, they're anti-missile missiles, and they're intended to, you know, protect Ukrainian infrastructure against Russian missile strikes. So sending the Patriots is not in it. That is not an escalation. I think one reason why America has hesitated is that actually the United States doesn't have that many Patriots, and it obviously needs to keep, you know, very substantial stocks in place for other potential crises. But if America were to supply long-range missiles capable of hitting deep into Russia, now that would be a very, very serious escalation.
Yes, we don't have that headline. I'm being logical about this decision-making process, which seems to change. And we're fully aware that we're going to have a new Congress in January, and there will be other opinions that are not now part of the process. Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft is in Karachi, Pakistan, headed back to Europe, back to observing the war in Europe at Christmas time, and I thank him very much for his attention. It is good to hear that Karachi is unchanged, given the scale of damage to the economy and the threat of more ahead for flooding. The subcontinent will not solve itself, especially during these years and decades of climate change. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.